Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June the 6th, 2011. On Saturday morning, dozens of Palestinian protesters from the Gaza Strip broke into the Rafah terminal that links between Gaza and Egypt. The Egyptian authorities had decided to close the terminal without warning or coordination with the Palestinian Authority, according to reports. A source in the ruling Hamas party in the Gaza Strip said that at least 180 passengers who had been waiting for several hours on buses to cross into Egypt broke into the gate of the terminal as they were surprised by this sudden closure. Former Minister of Detainees, Hamas political official Wasfi Qabha, stated that there are no real indications of reconciliation in the West Bank, as the Palestinian security forces there are still interrogating Hamas members and supporters. Olivier Zemmour, a French national, has been summoned to appear before the Paris Tribunal for publishing a video on the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement against Israel on the website of the organisation that she is heading. Zemmour is expected to appear before the court on June the 17th. Calls for boycotting Israel are outlawed by the French government. As a result, a number of activists have been standing trial for calling for boycotting Israel. The BDS movement was launched in July 2005 following the International Court of Justice ruling in July 2004 that the wall Israel is building on the occupied West Bank is illegal, and called for boycotting companies, bodies and groups that directly or indirectly contribute to constructing this illegal wall. Zemmour is also involved in calls for Europeans to come to Palestine in July as part of a plan for 1 week of non-violent action in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Israeli media sources said a few days ago that the Israeli government is planning to thwart this event and is expected to deny the activists' entry to Israel at Ben-Gurion Airport. At a march organised by a number of Israeli centre-left groups, around 5,000 protesters marched through the streets of downtown Tel Aviv on Saturday night, calling for a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. Participants in the march and rally included non-governmental organisations Peace Now and Gush Shalom, and political parties Meretz, Labour and the Derech faction of the Kadima party. Syrian media sources allege that Israeli soldiers shot and killed 24 protesters on Sunday. The protesters gathered on the Syrian side of the border of the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, marking Naxa Day, which commemorates the setback of the 1967 war. At least 350 were injured, according to the same sources. Eyewitnesses told media agencies that the Israeli army used live ammunition, gas bombs, and phosphorus munition, and that the soldiers were directly aiming at the protesters, leading to a large number of casualties. The Israeli army denies these reports. In a related protest, a fresh round of violence erupted in the West Bank as Palestinians marched for the right of return to their homes in what is now Israel. The West Bank town of Qalandia, near Ramallah, was the scene of clashes between local youth and the Israeli military after the Israeli military attacked a march commemorating Naxa Day. The military rushed the small demonstration of 100 people as it approached the checkpoint in Qalandia, using tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowd. The military broke into local homes, using the rooftops as a means to fire tear gas into protests and stone-throwing youth. Israeli forces also fired rubber bullets at head height into crowds of protesters, seriously injuring two. Scores of people were treated for tear gas inhalation, according to Red Cross personnel. A small group of men later trickled through military lines and linked arms during a sit-down protest in front of the checkpoint. The military pushed the small crowd back using noxious water cannons. On Monday, as a result of these clashes, the Israeli army has deployed dozens of extra units at the border with Syria. A Palestinian worker was killed on Monday at dawn when a tunnel collapsed on him at the Gaza-Egypt border in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, according to the Arabs 48 news website. Adham Abu Salmiya, media spokesperson of the Emergency and Medical Services in the Gaza Strip, reported that Khan Yunis resident Sami Ahmad Anadi, 22, suffocated to death after the tunnel collapsed on him. More than 160 Palestinians have been killed in similar tunnel accidents since Israel imposed its siege on Gaza in 2006. Hundreds of tunnels are used to smuggle products into the Gaza Strip, which has been under strict siege for the past 5 years. It is widely believed that the tunnels are also used to smuggle weaponry as well as essential products. In an indication of the severity of the ongoing siege, nearly 170 medicines and 140 other medical items are currently out of stock in the Gaza Strip. The Ministry of Prisoners Affairs in Gaza has released a report alleging that 370 people were detained by the Israeli military in the occupied territories during May. Of the 370, a total of 40 were below the age of 15. In related news, the Palestinian Authority claims that guards at an Israeli prison have detained a 13-year-old girl who was visiting her father there. She has been accused of attempting to smuggle things to her father and is awaiting trial in Beersheba. Visiting rights and access to prisoners, most of whom are political prisoners, are often severely restricted, leaving children as the sole link between prisoners and their families. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Monday, the 6th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.